Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The UK Instant Vortex Air Fryer Cookbook 2023 by Edgar S. Verrett is a recipe-focused air fryer cookbook built around the instant vortex style of air frying. Positioned as a practical guide, it combines foundational instruction with a very large collection of recipes presented as enough variety for long-term everyday cooking. In addition to recipe lists, the book opens with essential guidance on using an air fryer effectively, including benefits, safety considerations, suggested oil choices, and routine cleaning and care. A standout utility element is its set of cooking charts covering common foods from frozen and fresh, designed as a quick reference for time and temperature planning. The recipes are organized for easy browsing by meal type and protein category, supporting users who want fast navigation and dependable results. Overall, the purpose is to make air fryer cooking feel simple and repeatable, helping readers replace more cumbersome techniques such as deep frying, oven roasting, or baking with quicker air fryer methods, while still aiming for crisp and juicy textures. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, air fryer fundamentals for consistent results. A key theme of the book is establishing a baseline understanding of how to use an instant vortex air fryer effectively before jumping into daily cooking. The opening material focuses on practical essentials rather than culinary theory, aiming to reduce the trial and error that many new users experience. This includes a clear overview of why air frying is appealing, especially for people who want crisp textures with less mess than deep frying and less waiting than oven cooking. The book also addresses operational basics that affect outcomes, such as how airflow and basket space influence browning, why preheating can matter in some situations, and how small adjustments in time can prevent common mistakes like drying out lean proteins. Alongside performance tips, it emphasizes safe use, helping readers build confidence that the appliance can be used routinely like other common countertop cookers. By treating fundamentals as part of the cookbook, the author positions the recipes as more reliable because readers are encouraged to understand the small practices that keep results consistent from meal to meal. Secondly, quick reference cooking charts for frozen and fresh foods. One of the most practical tools highlighted in available information is the inclusion of several pages of cooking charts. These charts function as a fast lookup guide for common ingredients, covering both frozen and fresh foods. In the air fryer category, charts like these are valuable because many users cook a mix of packaged frozen items and fresh raw ingredients, and they often need a starting point for time and temperature that is easier than reading full recipes. The book positions the charts as a convenience feature that supports everyday decision-making, such as planning a side dish quickly or adapting what is already in the fridge. While exact chart contents are not fully documented in public summaries, the purpose is clear to give readers a dependable baseline they can apply repeatedly, then refine based on portion size or preferred crispness. This also supports the book's overall promise of simplicity, since readers are not required to search through hundreds of pages to answer basic questions about cooking common foods in an instant vortex air fryer. Or, thirdly, safety, oils, and maintenance as part of the cooking workflow. Beyond recipes, the cookbook treats safe operation and care as a core part of successful air fryer cooking. This includes guidance on air fryer safety and practical cautions that help prevent misuse, alongside general reassurance that air fryers are a common everyday cooking appliance when handled correctly. Another recurring household concern is oil selection. Air frying typically uses less oil than pan or deep frying, but oil choice still influences flavor, browning, and smoke levels, so the book includes recommendations on oils to use in the context of air fryer cooking. Finally, it covers cleaning and caring for the air fryer, which matters because residue buildup can affect both taste and performance over time. By integrating these topics early, the book supports long-term, routine use rather than treating the air fryer as an occasional gadget. This also fits the structure of a high-volume recipe collection when a reader intends to cook with the appliance frequently. Maintenance and safe habits become essential for keeping results consistent and for keeping the cooking process convenient. Fourthly, recipe organization by meal type and protein category, with a very large recipe count, positioned as enough variety for extended everyday cooking. Navigation becomes a usability feature. Public summaries note that the recipe chapters are organized by type of meal and protein category, which is a practical way to browse when planning dinners around a main ingredient. This structure supports different entry points. Some readers start with what they want to eat, while others start with what they already have on hand. Grouping recipes this way also matches how many home cooks shop and plan, especially for quick weeknight decisions. The organization helps the book function as both a reference and an idea generator, reducing friction for readers who might otherwise feel overwhelmed by scale. For experienced air fryer users, this layout makes it easier to compare options within a familiar category. For newer users, it provides a clear path through the collection without requiring advanced air fryer knowledge. Overall, the categorization reinforces the book goal of making air frying dependable and straightforward rather than experimental. Lastly, emphasis on simple, repeatable recipes with dependable flavor. The book positions its recipes as straightforward and designed to work with minimal complication. Available information stresses simplicity, including that many recipes use only a few basic ingredients while still aiming for satisfying flavor. This matters in the air fryer cookbook market because many buyers want fast meals, not elaborate projects, and they often choose air frying specifically to reduce effort and mess. The text also frames the recipes as tried or tested, presenting the collection as reliable rather than aspirational. While public information does not provide detailed recipe examples, the promise is consistent, crispy, juicy, roasted to perfection style results that can replace deep frying, baking, and roasting when those methods feel inconvenient. This practical approach also aligns with readers who cook for family or guests and want predictable outcomes. Even for experienced users, a large set of simple recipes can serve as a rotation builder, helping avoid repetition while staying within an easy workflow. The end result is a cookbook designed around everyday execution, with variety as the main advantage. In conclusion, this cookbook is best suited to Instant Vortex air fryer owners in the UK context, as well as anyone who wants a recipe-rich guide centered on everyday air fryer meals rather than culinary storytelling. Readers who benefit most include busy home cooks looking for quick, repeatable dishes, and intermediate users who already understand the basics but want a larger rotation of ideas organized for fast browsing. The practical benefits come from the combination of foundational guidance, safety, and maintenance reminders, and a quick reference approach through cooking charts that help with common frozen and fresh foods. That utility focus can reduce wasted ingredients and shorten the time it takes to plan a meal, especially when cooking is improvised around what is available. Compared with many air fryer cookbooks that rely heavily on photos or a smaller curated set of recipes, this title stands out by leaning into scale and reference value. Aiming to be used frequently like a kitchen manual, readers who strongly prefer step-by-step photo guidance may find a text-forward format less engaging. But those who value volume, organization, and quick lookup tools are likely to appreciate the book as a day-to-day companion for air fryer cooking. If you would like to support Edgar S. Verrett, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.